When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Friends and colleagues of Food Network star Ann Burrell are sharing memories of her final days following her death at 55. The night before she passed away, Burrell was completing her Second City Improv for Actors class. She was having the best night, said Jane Margolis, a fellow actress. She'd come up with these one-liners out of the blue that were just hysterical. Another source expressed shock and confusion at her sudden passing. Chef Tyler Florence described Burrell as a force of nature. That it factor people talk about with celebrities? She had it in spades, he remarked. She often felt lucky, as reflected in a collage of star tattoos on her left arm. Burrell's absence was notably felt at the Food and Wine Classic in Aspen on June 19. Chef Andrew Zimmern honored her memory, stating she was a trailblazer on the Food Network and that the culinary community needed to do more after such losses. When we lose someone like Anne, I don't think we're doing enough, he said. Chef Alex Guarnaschelli praised Burrell's unique girl chef sensibility and her encouragement of women in cooking. Burrell's final season of Cooks in is set to air on July 28. Co-host Gabe Bertaxini admitted he was initially intimidated by her legacy but quickly found her to be so gracious once they worked together. Reports indicate that a 911 call was made the morning of Burrell's passing, stating she had gone into cardiac arrest. Paramedics found her unconscious in the shower, surrounded by approximately 100 assorted pills. An autopsy has been completed, but the official cause of death is still pending, according to a spokesperson for the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.